As we take that step, let's realize that it's the IMF that is leading the effort to stabilize Ukraine's fragile economy. Congressional ratification of the 2010 IMF reforms would increase IMF emergency funding to the Ukraine by up to 60% and provide an additional $6 billion for longer-term support, setting an important marker for other donors such as the EU and the World Bank. Let's be clear about what keeping the IMF provisions would have done. The IMF is strengthened at no cost to U.S. finances or influence. The United States retains its executive board seat and the sole veto power at no net cost, because the $63 billion increase in the U.S. quota is totally offset by an equivalent decrease to a separate emergency facility. However, other countries would put in new money, increasing the IMF's lending power. The fact is, this would be a pure win for the United States. The relatively minor cost would have been paid back many times over. And we will have another crisis in the future in which the IMF will be critical to whether or not that crisis can be diffused and solved.